Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
Hi, my name is Alex Barthet. I'm a construction lawyer at the Barthet Firm. While every contract's different, there are five items that need to be in every contract you sign. Let's go through them one by one. Let's get started. First, you clearly need to define the scope of the work that you intend on performing. Specifically, what will you do? What services and materials will you provide? As importantly as what you do provide, you need to clearly delineate what you will not provide. Most disputes that we get involved with involve a disagreement between the parties, some misunderstanding where one party believes something was included and the other party believed it was not. To the extent that you know that there are certain things that your price does not include, make sure to include an exclusions provision. That is, what is not included in your scope of work. By just doing that one thing, you will save yourself a tremendous amount of headache. Next is price. Obviously, it goes hand in hand with the scope of your work. Whether you're signing a cost-plus contract or a stipulated sum contract, the price is critical and that it mirrors the scope that you intend on providing. Third, and critically, are the payment terms. When will you be paid? Most contracts say that you will be paid within a certain amount of time of rendering your invoice or payment application. However, most contracts, unfortunately, also include a pay when paid provision. This means that if the owner doesn't pay the contractor may not pay you. If so, you need to know that that contract provision exists in your contract and be prepared to deal with it in your negotiations.
This episode is brought to you by CPVC FireSprinklerReport.com. With recent lawsuits alleging that CPVC fire sprinkler pipe is defective, contractors, subcontractors, and suppliers now have a place to get accurate and up-to-date information. Visit CPVC FireSprinklerReport.com to learn the latest and protect your company.
Fourth is the start date. When will you commence your work? Is that a specific date in the contract? Is it some triggering event such as the issuance of a permit? Whatever it is, it's important that it be defined clearly in your contract. Fifth and finally is the completion date. When are you expected to finish the work associated with your contract? Is it a specific date? Is it a certain number of days from the day you started work? Again, that's up to you to decide. The important thing is that the contract that you sign include when the completion of the work is supposed to occur. This becomes critically important to the extent there are damages that may flow from you being late on the job, such as liquidated damages. You need to address these five issues in every contract, and that will be a great start in the way you negotiate your contracts going forward.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to theleanzone.com.